Here's Chicon Stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. Governor Lamont in Connecticut announced the number of positive COVID-19 cases rose to over 22,000, with 1,544 deaths associated with the virus. To date, 1,972 people are hospitalized with COVID-19. Connecticut also said 69,918 tests have been performed. Now, looking at our numbers for our tri-state region, local northwest corner COVID cases as of 5 p.m. yesterday, Falls Village, none. Cornwall, 2. Kent has increased to 7. New Milford, 171. Norfolk, 5. North Canaan, 2. Salisbury increased to 6. And Sharon has 11. Taking a look at the Dutchess County local numbers by municipality as of 5 p.m. yesterday, Amenia, 12. Clinton, 16. Dover, 40. Milan, 9. Millbrook, Millerton Village, and Northeast, less than 5. Pawling, 26. Pawling Village, 7. Pending address confirmation, 202. Pine Plains, 11. Pawling, 26. Pawling Village, 7. Pending address confirmation, 202. Red Hook, 21. Red Hook Village, less than 5. Rhinebeck, 41. Rhinebeck Village, 11. Stanford, 10. Tivoli Village, less than 5. And Washington, 12. In Columbia County, as of 4 p.m. yesterday, another death. They now have had 13 community members that have passed away from COVID-19. 131 positive cases of COVID-19. 56 of the 131 have recovered from COVID-19. 9 of the positive cases are hospitalized. 3 of those in ICU. They've received 988 test results completed for the county. 129 residents are under mandatory quarantine, and 12 are under precautionary quarantine. The death toll rose by 2 for Berkshire County, according to the State Department of Public Health on Wednesday. No new cases of COVID-19 were confirmed for Berkshire County. That's the first time the total did not climb in the past month. It remained at 404 for the county. The number of COVID-19-related deaths in Berkshire County now stands at 31. Statewide, 221 people have died in Massachusetts for a new total of 2,182. The Department of Public Health reported 1,745 new cases for the state. The total now stands for Massachusetts as of yesterday at 42,944. Here's a bit of good news. With most of the northwest corner in shutdown mode during the coronavirus pandemic, the Salisbury Rotary Club has continued to focus on community needs, has found ways to provide help and support where needed most, using Zoom to provide for online emergency meetings of its board of directors. Club President Randy Chappelle announced the Rotary Club is making the following financial local grants: $5,000 to Sharon Hospital to support its need to assist in the purchase of additional masks and other PPE equipment for its staff and clinicians, antiviral meds for patients and other needed supplies in preparation to continue its fight against the virus, and $2,500 each to 3 food banks in the area: Northwest Corner Food Pantry, formerly Al's Kitchen, in Lakeville, Fishers and Lowe's Food Pantry in Canaan, and Cornwall's Food Pantry and Fuel Bank. Funds to support those efforts are the result of the club's annual fundraising events, namely the annual July 4th fireworks display at Lime Rock Park and the Kentucky Derby Day social consisting of silent and live auctions. More information on the Salisbury Rotary Club, salisburyrotary.org. The Connecticut Department of Labor has processed more than 320,000 of the 397,000 unemployment claims that have been filed since mid-March. The governor's office announced yesterday the processing time has been reduced from approximately 6 weeks to 3 weeks, and the wait time should be down to within a week in days. FBI is warning people to be wary of increasing number of online extortion scams that are meant to target people who are stuck at home due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Scammers are using stay-at-home orders to send emails threatening to release sexually explicit photos or compromising videos to the potential victim's contact list if they don't pay off. And more good news. More than 8,000 gallons of milk was distributed Wednesday to low-income families in the Syracuse area as farmers struggle to sell their product because of the coronavirus. With schools and restaurants closed because of COVID-19, farmers and dairy cooperatives in New York have been left with an excess supply of fluid milk, causing prices to plummet and forcing farmers across the state to dump supplies that can't be processed or sold to distributors. The Syracuse Milk Drive-Thru was organized by Dairy Farmers of America, a national cooperative with more than 13,000 members, in hopes of turning a negative situation for farmers into a positive for local communities. According to Jennifer Hewson, a regional coordinator for the cooperative. As most of us should know, or all of us should know, actually, Connecticut is now requiring any person in a public place to wear a face covering. However, there are reports that indicate some Walmart locations are not enforcing that order. A representative from the Emergency Services and Public Protection said they have also received dozens of calls about people not following the mask order. They said any private store has the right to stop customers from entering if they don't have a mask on. The executive order went into effect on Monday evening, but some reports say that Walmart, Newington, and Groton were not following the order, allowing customers to come inside without a mask. President of the Connecticut Retail Merchants Association, Tim Phelan, said Walmart is not one of their members, but they represent big box stores like it. Brian Foley with the State Department of Emergency Services and Public Protection said anybody who violates the executive order can face a summons. They're asking police to use best practices when enforcing that rule. He also added that he would consider revising it to make it mandatory. Foley also added that retailers can be held to the same standard as individuals for violating an order. In New York State, they will work with neighboring New Jersey and the state of Connecticut to implement a contact tracing program controlling the infection rate of coronavirus. The goal is to work among the states to randomly test residents in the tri-state area and determine if they have the virus and whom they may have exposed, a step further than testing only those that show symptoms. The effort picked up the support of former New York City Michael Bloomberg and his Bloomberg Philanthropies, which will contribute $10.5 million to the program to help organize with the Bloomberg School of Public Health at Johns Hopkins University. Cuomo billed the effort as the largest contact tracing program in the nation, as New York still struggles with the most deaths and confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the U.S. How contact tracing will work in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut? Well, Johns Hopkins University will develop an online curriculum, a training program for contact tracers, and New York will tap into 35,000 students in medical fields at SUNY and CUNY who can serve as tracers. Cuomo said the large-scale contact tracing is critical as the tri-state area looks to flatten the curve of COVID-19 cases. Through contact tracing, experts can help track COVID-19, and the trackers will interview that person to testify about people they may have been in contact with, talk to those people, refer contacts to medical providers, and ask non-ill people to stay home for 14 days. The state said there was no immediate number of how many people they planned to test. On Tuesday, Cuomo said President Donald Trump said their joint goal is to increase New York's testing capacity to 40,000 a day from the current 20,000. In an effort to provide residents with resources during a time of uncertainty, Great Barrington has released a mental health and wellness kit, providing resources and strategies for residents, connecting them with local, state, and national organizations and hotlines to support their emotional well-being. Information is being updated and shared daily on the COVID-19 banner located on the town's website. Staff from Great Barrington Health Department will update the document periodically as new information becomes available. For more information, contact the Health Department at 413-528-0680 or the Office of Select Board Town Manager at 413-528-1619, extension 2. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken. You can find them on Facebook and at interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 456.94 to 23,475.82 yesterday. The Nasdaq starts off today at 8495.38, and the S&P 500 will start off today at 2799.31. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.